In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you use ride-hailing services, your next credit card might say Uber. Uber Technologies is rolling out a credit card for its U.S. customers, and it's using Barclaycard, a unit of Barclays, as the card issuer. Visa is expected to be the network for the card. And Uber's main rival, Lyft, is also said to be working on rolling out a credit card. Here to talk about the ride-sharing fight for your wallet is Wall Street Journal credit card reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. First, Anna Maria, when is the Uber credit card expected to be available to consumers?
That's expected to be available starting in the fall of this year. There aren't really details right now on what kind of benefits or rewards would be available with this, but the card will be able to be used outside of Uber. So this will be a co-branded card that consumers will be able to use both when they are using Uber services, but also for other purchases that they're making.
And this could obviously help Uber lock in more customer relationships, especially as it fights against Lyft.
Correct. And so we are also hearing that Lyft is working on rolling out a credit card. That's according to some people familiar with the company's plans. And so it'd be interesting to see what kind of fight will occur there between the two companies. What's also very interesting here is that ride sharing is a relatively new sector in the credit card market. So the travel sector in the credit card market is quite big, but that has been dominated by airlines and hotels where there's a bunch of co-branded cards. This appears to be the first sort of real deal coming to market with a ride-sharing co-branded card with the Uber one.
Aren't there also relationships with car rental companies? Or am I mixing?
So that's a little bit different because in this case, I mean, this is a different kind of industry. And really what's dominated in the travel sector haven't been those types of relationships, but rather the hotels, the airlines. And what's also been going on recently is that several credit card lenders have been trying to appeal to more millennials and have been tacking on Uber services to their cards. So that this gives us a general idea of, you know, how appealing this is to the credit card market. So for example, like American Express, its Platinum card, when the company revamped its rewards offering on that card earlier this year, one of the things it did is it added Uber credits to the card where card users would be able to get like $200 in Uber rides per year. And that's something that the company has been talking a lot about in its efforts to attract millennials. And so what we're now seeing is this company is now trying to do its own thing. So that could have implications, one, for could we be seeing a new type of co-branded card, a new type of sector for credit cards. I mean, also, like, would that maybe result in there being less appeal for other cards that are tacking on Uber services? So a lot of questions right now. However, it is quite interesting that it appears that a new type of co-branded card and sector is developing.
I'm speaking with credit card reporter Anna Maria Andriotis of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well. You, who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you, who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Anna Maria, it seems like it's an interesting decision, I guess, for Uber to go with Barclaycard. It's not really the biggest card issuer. It's, what is it, barely in the top 10?
So it's not the biggest card issuer. It's not one that would come to mind for most people out there. But this is a company that has been growing in the U.S. And right now they rank as the ninth largest U.S. card lender that's based both on purchase volume and balances. And in fact, Barclaycard should, it appears, maybe not be underestimated. fascinated, not only given this win with Uber, but they've had sort of a recent string of wins. They recently got the JetBlue credit card that used to be, that account used to be with American Express. They're also one of the issuers of the American Airlines cards, which is also shared by Citi. So it is a bit of a surprise. I guess one might have expected maybe Uber to go with a really big name in the credit card sector. But this is a company that is definitely growing and becoming sort of more of a force to be reckoned with in the card market. But again, we have to wait and see, like, what are the rewards going to be on this card? Is it going to have sort of a different structure? Is it also kind of going to be, I don't know, like a disruptor in the card market? But companies are tight-lipped on this right now, but we should have more details hopefully soon.
Well, hopefully soon, yes. You said the card is going to be rolled out in the fall. Could we hear about rewards by the time it's released?
That should be the case. I mean, a Barclaycard spokeswoman did say that the card will be available in the fall. So that would mean that we should have details by that point. For sure, on what kind of terms and rewards this card will have.
Wall Street Journal credit card reporter Anna Maria Andriotis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.